Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great, but it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going, whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby. Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.
All right, let's do this thing. I'm Eric Chiafalo with the G-Bag Nation, joined by my incredible teammate, friend, and partner, Mr. Zach Wolchuk, the Woolly Bully. No Brian Broaddus today. Broaddus is on a wedding excursion. He's the godfather of a young man who's getting married in South Carolina. So the LSU Tiger has to breach the land of the Gamecocks, and he is certainly missing us right now. Nothing he'd rather do than be talking Cowboys with us. But Wolchuk, it's great to see your face. And the Cowboys, we just wrapped up day number two of mandatory mini camps, bro. Everything is kind of rocking and rolling right now, dude. We saw Micah Parsons making an appearance out there. He's so competitive, he can't help himself. Dak to Ferguson up the seam is still working pretty nicely. So things are good in Cowboys land. How you doing today?
Man, fantastic. I think the Micah stuff is great. I mean, we talked with Ross Tucker, which was awesome last week. And, you know, kind of asked him, hey, big deal or not a big deal if Micah Parsons or, say, like Trayvon Diggs is working out by himself? You know, do players care about that? He said no. I do think that there is an importance to be at the mandatory minicamp and certainly hopefully at training camp. I mean, CeeDee Lamb had a clip out this week about how much it just really, really stunk being away from the guys during his holdout. So I think that it speaks volumes, man, not only to what Brian Schottenheimer is trying to build here, but Micah maybe learning from a year ago when he wasn't around maybe as much in the offseason. You have a new DC in Mike Zimmer, and could that have contributed to the defense maybe starting off a little bit of a tick late? I mean, his comments yesterday on day one of many camps, I think, kind of echoed that a little bit. You know, Flus is trying to do a lot of different stuff schematically. He talked about the importance of being there. He doesn't have to be. I think we'd all understand the business side of it. Trey Hendrickson and TJ Watt, they're not with their respective teams for mandatory minicamp. So I love the fact that Micah is there. I think, look, we're in a business where we're going to criticize players. But I think we just want to be fair about everything. And when somebody's going about it the right way, which I personally think Micah is right now by being there and contributing and also just being the competitor that he is and jumping into some of these drills, I love it. I mean, I think you need your guys there. You can't simulate or find any way to by yourself kind of pick up what it's like being there with your guys, getting everything lined up, and also just building relationships and camaraderie with each other. So I think it's awesome. A lot of the things that we heard from minicamp, specifically from the Micah point, the contract will get done, but I love the fact that he's there. And I love the fact that he said he's going to be there for camp.
Yeah. I mean, and we've seen over the course of the last few years, like the hold in kind of thing with these veteran players where they're there. They're not away from the team necessarily, but they're just not doing anything physical on the field until they get their contract taken care of. I could easily see that being the case with Mike and the Cowboys. I can't imagine that the agent of Micah Parsons, David Mulugeta, loved seeing him jump in drills today, because you never know when something can happen to a guy. Heck, we just saw in Washington with the Commanders, our old buddy Noah Brown went down with what looked to be like maybe a pretty catastrophic season-ending type of injury. So you never want to see that happen, but that's certainly the risk you take to some extent. But I think Micah also understands the value, his value being and his brand being so much bigger with the Cowboys. Micah talked about it from day one, even before being drafted. Where did he want to play? He wanted to play with the Cowboys. He wants to be here. He doesn't want to put up any type of stalemate that could potentially force him out of Dallas. He also doesn't want to deal with the franchise tag stuff that could happen if they don't get a deal done over the course of the next year plus. So I think he fully understands that, hey, this is where I want to be. This is where I need to be. And hopefully they get this thing done sooner rather than later. But I love seeing him get out there, being with the teammates and everything like that, especially, as you mentioned, with the new defense, with Eberflus and stuff. Like, not only do you want to be there for your teammates, but just understanding what is happening with the new scheme and everything like that. So good to see him out there today. Anything else from today's day, or really day one and day two, that has jumped out to you here in mandatory minicamps?
Well, I did think it was interesting in day one that you did have Jake Ferguson, who we checked on and were told is totally healthy, and then he wasn't really working with the ones. Now, today he was back in there, which is a great sign. I mean, I'm a Jake Ferguson stan. I believe in Fergie. I liked him coming out of Wisconsin. I think you saw shades of a guy that can become a top 5 to 10 tight end in all of football a couple of years ago. Last year, you thought maybe he blew his knee out and he was going to be out for the year against Cleveland. Then he suffers a concussion. I just don't think he was ever really able to get to that version of himself that he believed in. But today, you had him catching a couple of touchdowns in red zone. He was working up the seam in coverage. Dak just goes ahead and just dips it right over Jack Sanborn, the linebacker, to get him a touchdown. So Fergie back working with the ones today. I also think there's a lot of buzz about Brevin Spanford. Now, when we talk with Brian Broaddus on the G-Bag Nation, you know, Brian talks about it's not always the most natural when it comes to Spanford catching the football. He was a mauling type of blocker when I watched him at Minnesota coming out of the draft. I think that he is a guy that can make contested catches. You saw that a little bit when he got to play against Washington in their first matchup against the Commanders on the road, and he had to fill in because you had an injury. I don't think Ferguson played in that game. So I think there's a possibility Spanford jumps Schoonmaker on the depth chart. I'm watching that when it comes to the tight ends. And then it's really just the DBs, man. I mean, every single time we've had an OTA or a mini camp practice in all of our buddies on the beat, whether it's Tommy Arish, Nick Harris, Kyle Yeomans, Patrick Walker with DallasCowboys.com, Todd Archer, John Mishota, whoever it is, Kyer Elam is involved in some sort of pass breakup. And maybe this is a guy that they're going to be able to get something out of. I think you and I are on the same page. We got to wait till the pads come on and see what happens at training camp. But right now, with so much uncertainty to the health at corner, and Diggs said today he wants to be ready for the game number one. We'll see if that happens. Savone Ravel, a rookie, also coming off a big injury. Kalen Carson, where's he at going into year two? I mean, mentally, I think he was broken as a rookie. Can he bounce back? So if you can find something from Kyer Elam, who really struggled in Buffalo, but maybe a change of scenery is exactly what the doctor ordered, I'm really excited to see what he can do when we get out there to the practice fields in Oxnard.
Yeah, that would be a huge bonus, dude. If Kyer Elam can even get anywhere close to what the Bills were hoping he would be when they drafted him in the first round, that would be a huge plus. Because you mentioned Trayvon Diggs hoping to be ready for week one. I find that to be pretty hard to believe. So
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking, or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great, but it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going. Whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby, Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.
Like Kyrie Elam, can you give us the first 5 to 8 weeks of the season just being an average corner, please? Because that area of the defense right now, big time desperation with what are they going to do. I've noticed from the reports, it looks like Deron Bland getting plenty of work in the slot. They're trying to move things around, trying different guys out there. You lose Jordan Lewis and you don't really replace him with anybody who is an obvious starter at the nickel position. And we saw Deron Bland do that his rookie year, and he flourished in that role. I know he's on record talking about he prefers the boundary over the slot. I think the slot is probably just it's a more difficult position to have to play, because you have the entire field that you're having to defend. You don't have the boundary as your friend right there. And then also, and one of the biggest things, especially now with the run game starting to make a comeback in the league, like your nickel corner has to be a dog when it comes to playing physical and getting involved in the run game and things like that. And he's obviously capable of it. We've seen it firsthand, but that's something that takes a toll on you. It's not the most fun thing to have to do. So Deron Bland, they're shuffling things around. I mean, that's been one big takeaway as well here, especially defensively. Like, they're just trying stuff out really at every level, D-line and especially in the back end, trying to figure out who's somebody that can get a hold of this system, understand it, and make some plays, especially in the back end, dude, because that's right now where it's pretty slim pickings. I mean, while we're on the subject here,
yeah,
Jair Alexander.
Right. So immediately after Jair Alexander, I got on the phone and I asked around, and then Brian Broaddus also did his homework, and he heard the same thing I initially did, which was I doubt it. And then Brian was told straight up no from somebody in the organization. I think right now it's a money thing with Jair Alexander, but it also health related. I think that's something that would be nervous there, because we're already talking about corners that aren't available, and that's why you have a need at the position, right? So Jair Alexander's played 20 games in 2 years. And the year before that, 2 years ago, he was healthy, but the year before that, he only played 4 games. So you're talking about a guy that's had knee injuries, groin injuries, good player. The film's good. There's no doubt. We'll see what the market ends up being for Jair Alexander. As of now, it appears a no. I really do think this is going to be one of those things, much like we saw last year with defensive line, that they're going to get out there to training camp. They're going to see what they have with guys like Israel Mukwamu, with Kamon Hall from North Texas, Mean Green. They've been playing Wanye Thomas some in the slot. They're going to line up. They're going to see, okay, what are we looking at here? Can we get by? Can somebody step up? Does Kalen Carson end up being better than we think he is? And if the answer is no, then you're going to get Stephon Gilmore worked out. Then if Jaire Alexander's still out there, then maybe they bring him in for a workout. Maybe it's Mike Hilton who's a free agent. Maybe there's a trade to be made right now because you do have an excess, I would say, of interior offensive linemen. Everybody's always hunting offensive linemen. So it may be that's where it gets addressed. I'd be surprised between now and August when they report to training camp if they add another corner, but I think that's definitely the position in which I wouldn't be surprised if they added somebody before the season starts.
Yeah, same here. And maybe some of the stuff that Kyrie Elam has done early here in this offseason where he's getting some PBUs in practice. Maybe that's shown them enough to say, like, we don't really have to rush into a Jaire Alexander who has the temperamental stuff, the injury stuff, and a guy who still wants to command as much money as possible. And we know the Cowboys are not the team to dish that out. But he would definitely be an upgrade for them. I mean, there is no question about that. And I got to say, Walchuk, I would pay good money to, when we get out to Oxnard, to watch some one-on-one battles with George Pickens and his competitive spirit and Jaire Alexander. That would be a hell of a lot of fun.
It would be. And the return on George Pickens has been really good as well, especially the red zone report that we got from Broadus today about how he's lining up, some of the catches that he's been able to make. Like, he was unguardable in day one of minicamp, is what our buddy Tommy Arish said. So the George Pickens stuff, I think, is going to have everybody fired up, as will Joe Milton. You know, everybody loves their backup quarterback. So I really believe if they played a game today and Dak Prescott wasn't ready, it's not Joe Milton, it is Will Greer that's going to be starting for the Dallas Cowboys. But I do think Joe Milton's going to be turning heads just the way he can spin it when we get out there to training camp.
Yeah, I mean, it started off a little rocky with him throwing some interceptions, multiple interceptions in practice early on in the OTAs, but now you're starting to see the progression where he's starting to hit the targets and he's making a wild throw here or there. That's the type of guy that he is. And that's another thing I can't wait to see when we get out to Oxnard. But that is an upside play right there. You're probably right. I know Broadus and Bobby Belt have also kind of hinted at that. Like, man, yeah, if that got hurt today, Will Greer would probably be the guy who they think gives them the best chance to win a game right now. But in terms of upside, big picture, man, I am excited to see what type of development they can get out of Joe Milton. And back to Pickens for a second. I know Broadus was talking about them working in the red zone, and there's CeeDee Lamb in the slot. There's George Pickens on the same side, working that X on the boundary. Like that right there, just imagining the type of headaches that they're going to cause defenses, and especially when you get in the red zone. I know a lot of people have pointed to the lack of red zone touchdowns for George Pickens throughout his time with Pittsburgh. This is a completely different situation for him. The lack of red zone touchdowns for George Pickens in Pittsburgh has much less to do about George Pickens and everything to do with, one, the poor quarterback play in Pittsburgh, and two, defenses having no one else that concerns them about making a big touchdown type play in the red zone outside of George Pickens on that offense. Now, all of a sudden, okay, I got to worry about CeeDee Lamb. I got to worry about a Ferguson. Here comes Turpin in that speed. Maybe Dak has a little bit more mobility and he's willing to take off and run, at times. They're certainly trying to get the run game in general going in a big way. If they can run the football consistently, there's another threat for you. So I'm 100% convinced that George Pickens is going to revamp this red zone offense in a huge way, having Dak Prescott throwing him the football in an offense where defenses have to account for other guys outside of just George Pickens like it was for him in Pittsburgh. So I think that is going to be absolutely fantastic. Okay, plenty more to get to. You're listening to the Love of the Star podcast. Love of the Star is an Odyssey podcast. You can find it on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great. But it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going. Whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby, Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.
Anyone who loves playing baseball or softball knows that one of the first steps in that journey is breaking in your first glove. It's where your love of the game began. Where does your child's baseball or softball journey begin? Go to playball.org to get started. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Some people follow the rules, but where's the fun in that? I'm Soraya, and this is Rule Breakers, the podcast where we celebrate the rebels, the misfits, and the ones who make their own way. Every week, I sit down with the biggest rule breakers in sports, entertainment, and beyond to talk about the wildest moments, toughest lessons, and why breaking the rules might just be the key to success. Follow and listen to Rule Breakers with Soraya, an Odyssey podcast, available now for free on the Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.